This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We didn't plan for this to be an aviation-heavy program today, but sometimes you just got to roll with it, I guess. Totally different slice of flying, though, than Boeing. Back when airlines and the whole idea of commercial aviation was new and, yes, risky, those airlines would hire artists to create what can only be described as part transit map, part advertisement laying out their new routes. Many of those have been collected in a new book. It's called Airline Maps, A Century of Art and Design. Mark Ovenden is one of the authors. Mark, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
This seems like a sort of an existential question to ask right off the bat, but I found this book so interesting, first of all, for the graphics and the information, but also because these maps, I mean, they're just for show, right? It's not like anybody flying needs to consult them to figure out what stop to get off at.
Yeah, you can't really imagine anyone getting off a plane midway because they want to look at the ground beneath, can you really? It's not going to work like that. So imagine if you're doing, I don't know, the flight between Karachi and Cairo. Well, you know roughly it's going to go over a bit of the Arabian Sea and over the Suez Canal or whatever, but you don't really have to show the exact trajectory of the plane because you're not going to know, are you? You're going to be 35,000 feet in the air. So there's been this wonderful creativity that artists have had in making these incredible route maps for a century now.
I wonder how much it matters that this industry came of an age when advertising was really getting going and people actually understood the power of cartography and maps and advertising and graphics to sell a new product.
I just think that it must have been an amazing time to have been asked to draw a map for an airline. First of all, you've got this incredible new technology of these things flying about in the air that people could only dream of in the past. Then you were suddenly asked, hey, can you make a map that shows roughly where this plane is going to go to? And you're going to show all of the states of the West Coast of America or something, and you've got to do it pictorially. Use any style you want, make the thing look attractive, put the plane in as well if you can do. And that must have been a great challenge, mustn't it, if you were a commercial artist in the 20s and 30s. But then probably in the 70s, it feels like no one's really making that much of an effort anymore. It's such a shame.
Well, but here's the thing, right? We can now look at a tiny screen in our hands and figure out where we want to go by a pull-down menu. Or even once we get on the plane, you've got like a 3D map practically on your seat back. And what do we even need, you know, these printed sort of advertising-y things for?
And I love those things on the back of the seat backs.
Yeah.
But don't you think we're missing something as well if we've stopped pre-designing a whole map of the world? I don't know if you spotted that map, which was based around Barcelona. It's got the name Barcelona in the middle. It's got these lovely little vignettes of what you're going to see in Venice or Frankfurt or Geneva. And it just takes you in. You want to look and you think, oh, crikey, well, I wonder what that famous landmark in Milan is, or what is that building in Granada? Oh, I really want to go there. So I think that they do still serve a purpose, you know. I think it's a real shame that designers are not using the modern tools to create some of the more beauties that we had in the classic times.
That one about Barcelona is on page 140 of a book called Airline Maps, A Century of Art and Design. It's absolutely fascinating, actually. A good trip through history. Mark Ovenden and Max Roberts wrote it. Mr. Ovenden, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai. All the best.